Nearly 14,000 more people have taken up the wage subsidy last week, and more than 466,000 jobs are still being supported by the government's scheme. The scheme will come to an end in just under a month's time, and businesses are worried about what that will mean for them. And as Nick Troubridge reports, debate is picking up on what more the government should do for those still struggling with the economic fallout of the pandemic.
Summer is peak season for Sam Sutton's Rotorua rafting business. So when the wage subsidy he's been using to pay his staff runs out, he's hoping to stay afloat through until those critical months.
It is quite scary, and you're kind of hoping that the light at the end of the tunnel is going to come reasonably quickly, come November or December. So it's just trying to bridge that gap to there. But it will be March next year, I think, when you realise, holy smokes, we didn't manage to stack anything away.
New figures show 466,412 jobs are being funded by the government's wage subsidy extension as of July 31. That's an increase of 13,987 jobs from a week earlier on July 24. That increase is down on previous weeks, but for Infometrics senior economist Brad Olson, the number of workers reliant on government help is confronting.
Of course, it does still mean that there's nearly half a million Kiwi workers who are in a very, very tough spot. Their businesses are not doing quite as well.
The government is due to turn the subsidy tap off in less than a month, on the 1st of September. And that should be it, Olson says. He thinks it's time for the country to wean itself off broad government support.
And so a further wide-ranging extension to the wage subsidy would, in my mind, be the wrong move.
He says any targeted support should be reserved for businesses that actually have a future.
We don't want to just support firms to keep holding on and doing what they've always done. We need to support them to reimagine their business and transition to a different form of operations. Otherwise, New Zealand could be destined to be stuck with a number of businesses who are not viable, but we keep propping them up.
Business leaders spoken to by Checkpoint say the tourism industry is an obvious recipient for targeted support. In a statement, Finance Minister Grant Robertson says the government is focused on that sector, pointing to grants of up to $500,000 for 126 operators announced last weekend. However, tourism industry Aotearoa has labelled that package underwhelming. Back in Rotorua, Sam Sutton says he and his counterparts have already started looking for their own alternative streams of revenue.
I was talking to a couple of people recently, and you know, they've got some pretty high targets to make, and if they're unable to make these targets, then their company's going to fold. So that's pretty black and white, I'd say. So I think everybody is anxious. I think that there's a lot of people planning, you know, but you're planning for the unknown, and like, nobody knows when this is going to finish.
Business NZ Chief Executive Kirk Hope says his organisation is in talks with government about targeted relief, with the tourism sector an obvious candidate.
If we're anticipating wanting to have or anticipating having some form of international tourism sector, a sector that can service the international tourism market, we can't just cut it adrift. There will need to be support to maintain some of that infrastructure, those people and skills and capabilities. Otherwise, you know, when tourists choose to come back here, what will they come back to?
However, Olson has some reservations about getting too hung up on supporting tourism operators.
We can't just subsidise their operations when we have no clear end goal in sight for when we might change our border settings and let people back in. So I guess what I'm saying there is that to support the tourism sector, we need to allow them to actually re-engage in operations to find a new way to do business, rather than to just prop them up to let them continue waiting for the borders to reopen. That second option doesn't give us a path to growth. All it does is pushes out the goalposts further and further.
Robertson is lauding the wage subsidy scheme as immensely successful, saying it cushioned the blow for more than 1.6 million workers with more than $13 billion paid out. He says the government is considering further help for businesses and workers still affected by the economic impact of COVID-19 after the subsidy. For Checkpoint, Nick Troubridge.